White, W.C. White, Mary. Cornish, New Hampshire, September 5th, 1877. Dear children, Willie and Mary, we are now at Brother Cummings. Last night we stopped at the good home of Brother Farnsworth. They treated us very tenderly, but neither Father nor I slept much that night. You know how difficult it is for Father to get his mind off himself and fix it upon the promises of God. We had to bear his whole weight while he seemed to sink helplessly upon us. But we had a kind talk over the matter of living faith, acting, working faith, that he must not act like an invalid, but like a well man. God had blessed abundantly. His head was clear. He had no pain. He was succumbing to feebleness. We arose in the night and called upon God. I dreamed that night, a noble-looking man said to me, "Your friend should gird about his forehead, his loins, his wrists and ankles, the cord of faith, and he will recover." Father is much encouraged this morning. He is cheerful, has sat up and been brave in God. He feels now like acting out his faith. He has unlimited confidence in my judgment and feels very bad that he has been so wild and unreasonable in his feelings toward me. We traveled 35 miles yesterday over the mountains, almost like Colorado. Today we have 32 miles. We had a very pleasant rest at noon. We made a bed for Father under a tree, and we had a good dinner and then a praying season. The Lord drew near to us and blessed us in accordance with his promise. We arrived at Brother Cummings about 3:30 in the afternoon. They were taken by surprise, but were very glad to see us. Tomorrow we shall start at 6:00 and ride about 50 miles, and the day following 50, which will bring us to Morrisville. We are not cast down or desponding. My health improves as I walk forward in the path of active faith. I have written to Maine for a girl. We shall bring one if we can find one. Much love to all. Sister Ings is well, cheerful, and happy. Mother.